Yo, welcome to the Hibachi 420 podcast. I'm your host, the Hibachi Man, because I be ching, 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 chopping it up. Right? Now, today, we're going to talk a little bit about knowing your worth, because it's a lot of us who don't really know, you know, too much about where we want to go or where we're going. And, you know, every day we feel like we just taking two steps back. Well, that's part of the process. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Now is the time to know your worth. You feel me? Since you started working for you, you got to know your worth. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned, y'all. Stay high. Yo, so if y'all ain't know that, mean light up. Because I'm smoking, right? So, you know, first I want to talk about, you know what I'm saying? How much is you putting into yourself, right? Like, are you talking about what you want to do enough? You know what I'm saying? Are you mentioning to people so people can mention it back? You know what I mean? Like, it comes a point where we feel like, oh, man, I'm bragging, or, you know, I'm talking about it and I feel like it's not moving fast enough for me. Well, it's not supposed to move that fast. You know what I'm saying? We all supposed to have a little bit of patience because Rome wasn't built in a day. You know what I'm saying? I say that often because that's one thing that, you know what I'm saying, I talked to my brother about, you feel me? And he actually told me that one time when I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't feeling so positive about what was going on, you know what I'm saying, the direction I was heading. And you feel me? I had the pleasure of actually speaking to him. You feel me? Like, it's rare I speak to my brother, but you know what I'm saying? Like, for me to be able to have that conversation with him, you feel me? It's like, I'm never going to forget that phrase, even though I've heard it, you know what I'm saying, times before that, you feel me? But it's about when you hear it sometimes, you know what I'm saying, who you hear it from, you feel me? Yeah, everybody would know, you know what I'm saying, oh, how to cheer somebody up, that's cool, but like, you know, when you can really tell somebody, like, yo, look, you feel me? Like, you taking two steps back, and that's the way you're supposed to go. In order for you to move forward, you got to move back first, because you got to know what it feels like to go backwards. So you know, yo, I got to move forward. I can't keep thinking backwards. I got to think forward, right? I can't keep thinking about the past. I gotta catch up to the future by living in the present, right? I had a friend that told me, right? He said, the past is the past. The future is a gift. That's why they call it the present, right? And when he said that, you feel me? Mind you, he's younger than me, right? So when he said that to me, I was like, damn, yo, like, that's a great point. You feel me? Because, you know, I'm the one who told my teachers, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not reading history books because I feel like we'll all be history. So, you know, for him to tell me that, it's like, yo, you got me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got me. Because at the end of the day, we all trying to work towards the future. Right? Most of us. Some of us are just working just for right now. You feel what I'm saying? Some of us are working for today. Not for tomorrow, but for today. Right? Because there's some people who already have tomorrow figured out, right? Well, I'm not one of those ones, right? I'm still trying to figure out what I'm worth, right? I know I'm worth $1 million, right? But I can't see it right now. Other people can't see it right now, right? I can see that in, you know what I'm saying, 3, 6, 5 months, whatever, you know what I'm saying, 8 months. You know what I'm saying? I see where I want to be, but nobody else is going to be able to see where you want to be until you're there or until you've reached some type of plateau that they can notice, right? And then we got to realize, like, yo, like, what am I investing in myself, right? Like, we're not even going to get to the financial part yet. We're just talking mentally for now, right? Mentally and physically, right? Mentally and physically. Are you investing in yourself? Like, are you doing for you what you would want other people to do for you, right? For instance, right, I can't tell nobody, hey, share my stuff if I'm not sharing my stuff. I can't tell nobody, hey, what do you think? You know what I'm saying? I can't tell nobody, hey, check this price out if, you know what I'm saying? I haven't even checked the price out myself, right? Oh, check out this episode if I haven't listened to the episode myself, even though I'm the one that recorded it. But, you know what I'm saying? For some people, it would take for you to do it yourself in order for them to even attempt to try it, right? In order for them to even attempt to try it, which is hard as shit. Right? It's hard for you to tell somebody, yo, I got this idea, and for you not to automatically think that somebody out here is going to take it. Right? For you not to think that there's a billion and something people on this earth, at least two of us are thinking the same thoughts. Similar thoughts. Thoughts that lead up to one another. Right? We might never meet each other, but we're on two different ends of the earth working towards the same problem in different ways. Right? That's how life works, right? You might come up with an idea and be like, nah, that's cool. Somebody else already did it. That's great. That's great that they did it, but they didn't do it like how you want to do it. They don't have your personality. They don't have your drive. They don't have your swag. Right? Like, for instance, right? When I first started this podcast, a lot of people like, oh yeah, podcasting is getting really, really big right now. Podcasts getting really, really big right now. I didn't get into it because I felt like podcasting was getting big. I got into it because I felt like podcasting was something I would actually be good at. Right? Me speaking the way that I feel or the way that I feel other people might be objected to or subjected to. Right? Because at the end of the day, I want people to notice me and be like, yo, he doing something different, right? Yo, I see you doing the same thing as other people, but I can see your message, right? You know what I'm saying? Right? It gets like that, you feel me? Sometimes it gets for people to see you in a light that you feel more comfortable in, for them to be like, wow, this is really you. Like, this is the you I've been trying to see this whole time, right? Because you could only be what your environment subjects you to, right? They can't see who you are in the house, in the mirror, when you singing your songs, when you in the shower, right? They can't see that or hear that. Right? Unless you record it. If you record it, you probably a kinky ass motherfucker. Right? You probably a kinky ass motherfucker. But all in all, we can't not sit up here and think to ourselves like, yo, am I moving fast enough? Am I doing everything I could possibly do to get myself to the next level of where I want to be? Right? That's what we think every day, right? Go to work, regardless if you work for yourself. That's what you're thinking, right? Is my tomorrow going to be more successful than my day today? Right? But then we start looking at it like, well, obviously, me working on myself might not get me to the financial portion quick, right? Well, sometimes you gotta spend life broke, right? In order to see what rich really feel like, right? Sometimes you really have to take a step back, right? From all of your worldly things, right? Worldly things, right? TVs, game systems, all that, right? And just look at what you're doing, right? All right, cool, boom. Forget all these distractions. Let me buckle down to it, right? Bam, what do I want to do? What do I want to become? Where do I see myself going? And how can I possibly move in a direction that's somewhere close to that, right? Because at the end of the day, that's what we want, right? We want to feel close to a certain portion of our success that we have for ourselves, right? If you want to be the biggest rapper, the biggest drug dealer, the biggest, you know what I'm saying, biggest athlete, biggest singer, right? Whatever it is, right? You want to be the best at it, right? You want to be the best at it. So you got to work towards it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, everybody's not going to be on the same level, right, with you as soon as you're ready, right? Like, oh, yeah, I'm ready to do this. They're going to be like, look, I don't see that you're ready, right? I don't see that you're ready. I feel like you might be somewhat ready, but you're not completely ready. So I'm going to hold off, right? But you're like, nah, man, nah. Ain't no way you going to hold me back, right? Because can't nobody hold you back but you. So now you got to figure out, what can I do by myself? What can I do with someone else, right? But now you feel like you're going behind that person's back. But then again, if that person wasn't moving like how you're ready to move, they can't be mad that they missed out on the opportunity, right? You know what I'm saying? That's the part where, you know, it baffles a lot of people, because they be like, oh, okay, like, we was working together. What happened? What you mean what happened? What happened was, I was trying to move on to the next project, and you were steady stagnant, telling me that I wasn't ready to move on to the next project. Here I am on the next project. Now I'm working with somebody else with something different, and now you're like, oh, no, come on. I thought that was our thing. It was our thing, and it still could be our thing. In the future, after I'm done doing this now, right? Why? Because you missed the train. Now I'm a couple stations back, and you gotta wait for this train to come back around, right? I ain't saying that you gotta take everybody with you. I ain't saying that you gotta come back, right? I ain't saying that the train revolves around the circle. What I'm saying is that sometimes some people might be intrigued by your form of creativity, right? So for them, they'll feel like they need it. And when they can't use it anymore, they're like, look, I'm gonna put you on hold. I'm gonna put you on a back burner for a little while. And you like, shit, I don't know what you're talking about. A back burner, bitch, I'm boiling. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? I don't even need the stove. I'm boiling. I'm already hot as it is, right? Because that's how we should feel. That's how we should feel about every project we take on, right? Don't be afraid to take on nothing new. Yeah, have a bit of fear, right? But don't let that fear stop you from taking that step into that doorway, right? Don't let the person that says, nah, I don't think that's cool, stop you from being cool, right? So many people say, oh, smoking cigarettes is cool. Now, smoking cigarettes ain't cool. Smoking vapes are cool. Now, smoking vapes ain't cool, right? Jabot jeans is cool. Now they not cool, right? You know what I mean? The way times change, that's the way that our society adapts, right? We adapt as human beings. So that means when it's time to take that next step, yo, and that door open, walk through it. Put your foot in. Put your face in. Fuck a foot. Put your face in. Let them see you, right? Put your face in and let them see you. Let the people know what you have, right? That means unless you sharing it, they're not going to share, right? Now, I know I keep saying share, right? But just know, I'm not talking about just social media, right? I'm also talking about talking to people, right? Face to face. Every conversation you have, someone asks you, hey, what do you do for a living? You tell them about your ideas. Don't be afraid that someone's going to snatch up your idea. Who gives a shit? They're not going to do it the way you want it done, right? They're not going to do it the way you enjoy it, right? Because they're not you, right? Yeah, so what if the only thing you post is your ideas? So what? Keep doing it. It's the only way to get people to see that you're serious about your ideas. It's the only way to get people to realize that you are the biggest contribution to your ideas, right? Yeah, you can tell people about it. They can give you this run-on sentence, that run-on sentence, this idea, this image, that sound, whatever, right? But it's not gonna be as great as you are going to be at being you, right? Because you know what you like. Other people already like you for you. So why would you want to be anything else? You know what I'm saying? Why would you want to be anything else? Right? Now, let's get to the financial portion, right? Because, you know, it's a lot of people that be talking numbers when it comes to investing and all that, right? Well, I'm here to tell you, yo, you putting in the physical power is going to get you paid, right? At the end of the day, you started walking around talking. You started walking around, it became an image. You started walking around, and it became this. It became that. It will soon become a fortune. You got to know your worth. You got to realize your worth, even if you're not even worth it yet. Right? Like, I know I'm worth a couple thousand right now, at least, right? But I'm only saying I'm worth $5 by offering people the opportunity to promote their businesses on my podcast for just $5. $5 an episode. You want your podcast, you want your name in this episode? $5. You want your name in the next episode? $5. You got an episode and you got a promo you want me to do? Well, let's see if we can get you a discount. Right? See, it's a lot where people be like, oh, yeah, you need $1,000 for this. You need $1,000 for that. You need a couple thousand for this, a couple thousand for that. Yo, that shit gonna come. Just gotta be patient. Money goes straight to one source, but it always circles around. You'd be surprised at how many people touch that dollar bill before it get laid in the bank for somebody to just let it sit. And even for the people that's letting it sit, right? They still got to spend it on something, right? So why not make it you and what you're worth? Even if it's just a dollar, right? Even if it's just a dollar, even if you're just worth a dollar, you're worth a dollar from a million people. That's $1 million. Right? You know what I mean? Even the little numbers add up. Whether we spending them or we trying to get them, the little numbers add up. Right? The little views, the little likes, the little comments, the little criticisms, a little bit of feedback, that shit adds up. It adds up. You know what I mean? Every little tiny bit that people give you just to contribute, you know what I'm saying, or try to contribute in their own way. You feel me? Some people might be a hater all in all, And they're like, yo, like, I see your idea, yo, but what if I did this to counteract, right? And even that will probably be some legendary shit, like how rap beefs used to be. You feel me? Rap beefs back in the day used to be like, okay, listen, we both cool with each other. We both got bars. We both gonna come at each other. You know what I mean? We both gonna come at each other. But we only gonna spill this shit on wax. Why? Because we gotta make it worth it. Right? Gotta make it worth it. That's what the shit is about. Right? Gotta make it worth it. If you're not making it worth it, you're not making it nothing. Right? You ain't making it nowhere without it. Right? You got to catch up to yourself. You know what I mean? We got to catch up to ourselves, y'all. So remember when I say this, you're, know your worth. All right, because ain't nobody going to know your worth like you do. You hear me? And with that being said, y'all, don't forget, subscribe to all the platforms, right? Check out the merchandise, especially subscribe to the YouTube so, you know, we can go live, right? But in the meantime, we got keychains, coasters, and we got pens ready to go here. You know what I'm saying? So tune in. Stay high. Don't forget to share here.